The book of Jude is being read by Dr. James Phillips and is a literal translation into English from the Greek text. There will be some commentary. Jude was written somewhere between 65 and 67 AD. No one knows exactly the date. I have called the book of Jude the Acts of the Apostates. In Jude, you find the only scriptures that refer to the contention over the bones of Moses and the prophecy of Enoch. Jude and 2 Peter are similar in context. 2 Peter 2, 1 through 18, and Jude 3 through 18. This book is one of the disputed books of Eusebius. In Jude, we have the first thought, and in 2 Peter, we have the second thought. Jude quotes directly by name from the book of Enoch. There are many passages in the New Testament that refer to the book of Enoch, but Jude is the only one that literally names Enoch as a prophecy. Jude quotes from Enoch by name and says that he prophesied. What he quotes is a combination of various prophecies from and passages from the book of Enoch as we have it today. Jude writes with beautiful imagery. There are 15 words used in the book of Jude not found in the rest of the New Testament. There is poetry in the book of Jude. Jude had the Gnostics in mind when he wrote this epistle, and he condemns them greatly. In the book of Jude, apostasy is pointed out. In the book of Revelation, apostasy is judged. Judah. The book of Jude actually should be the book of Judah. Judah or Yehuda is a very popular name in all the Bible times. The lion of the tribe of Judah was Jesus Christ. Judah of Jesus Christ, a bond servant, a bought and paid for slave, brother of James. He didn't call himself brother of Jesus, but brother of James. And James is the same as Jacob in Hebrew. To the ones in God the Father, having been loved, and of Jesus Christ, having been kept and guarded and called or elected. Mercy to ye and peace and love, may it be multiplied. And this is again is in the optative mode, the mode of hopeful affirmation. It means undetermined but with hope of determination. Jude speaks of the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit as the triune God of heaven. Israel rejected God triunely, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of the Old Testament. The Savior and King Jehovah, the Son of Joseph, Matthew, the King of Israel, and the Holy Spirit. This messianic credentials that Christ used during his ministry, so that they therefore blasphemed the Holy Spirit in savagery. Jesus performed miracles by the power of Satan, they said, not by the power of the Holy Spirit. That was the unpardonable sin that Israel committed. Beloved, all speed, and here he uses the word spoudain, quickness, urgency. He declares war on the apostates. Beloved, all speed making to write to you concerning the common of us salvation, soterios. In dire urgent necessity I had to write to you, exhorting and beseeching and begging to contend for in great agony. This is a compound word from our word agony and epi. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight, he said in Timothy. Contend for the wants, habox, the one time, having been delivered to the saints, the faith, the system of teaching, the doctrines of the Lord of heaven. Verse 4. They sneaked in beside, they crept in under the doors. A certain men, the ones of old, having been enrolled, extension or limitation, this is the Greek word ace, extension or limitation of thought or verbal action, to sneak in around, under, back, above, below. For this, the judgment of uncareful ones. The word is Eusebius. Eusebius means careful. This is Eusebius. This means a wild, reckless behavior. The God of us, grace, making. Grace, changing, making. For pretext. Lusting, unbridled lust here. We have the word aselgia. James uses this word also. Aselgia. It means unbridled lust. And the only master, this word is despotane. This is our only despot. Christ is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Even the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, denying, disowning publicly. Number 5. But to remember ye willingly, bulamai, willingly for yourselves, middle voice, having known once and all that Christ, the people out of the land of Aegis, Jesus that is, this is the word actually Jehovah now. Jesus, he's referring to Jesus as Jehovah God of the Old Testament. Paul, John the Apostle refers to him as the Word. The Word was Ha-Davar in the Old Testament, which is the equivalent. They would not speak the name of Jehovah after they received. Thou shalt, Exodus 20 and verse 7 says, thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain. So they referred to him, Jehovah, as Ha-Davar. And John, in a Hebraism, uses the word hologos, referring to Ha-Davar as the personal name of God. In beginning, kept on being the Jehovah, and the Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. And because Jehovah kept on being God, John 1:1. John 1:14 says, Kai hologos sarx agenito, and the word flesh he became for himself. Middle boys. This is Jesus. This is Jehovah the Old Testament. A people out of the land of Jesus, having saved, the second, the ones not having believed, adhered to, and trusted in, he destroyed with great ruin. Number 6. Both the ones angels not having kept and guarded the of themselves the rulership, the principality, the place of authority, but having deserted and left behind their own homestead, estate, their rightful place, unto judgment great, are held in bonds, in chains. Enoch, Philo, both discuss fallen angels. Refer also to further study of this, go to Bullinger, G.H. Pember, G.H. Lang, and Eric Sauer. Everlasting, in chains everlasting, down under Sophon, thick darkness, gloom, darkness that you can feel. He has kept and guarded. This is talking about the thick darkness of the bottomless pit. Jude again refers to fallen angels because he was familiar with Enoch's writing and prophecy. And 2 Peter 2:4-7 covers this. Enoch names the angels that were chief among these that exited and forsook their places of authority. 7. As Sodom and Gomorrah, as Sodomah and Gomorrah, and the ones around them cities, like fashion to these cities, having committed fornication, prostitution, and all evil. You can also read the book of Jasher, the historical book. It's not inspired, but it is a historical book of this time, and read about how evil that Sodom and Gomorrah were in the cities. Having committed fornication, prostitution, and having gone away after Sarkos, flesh different, after angels and animals. The book of Jasher tells you about that. Are set forth or laid down before as an example and pointed out to show of fire, eternal justice, holding down under. Genesis 19:24, Deuteronomy 29:23, Matthew 21:5, 41-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:8-10, Matthew 5:22, Enoch 7:1-15, Genesis 6:1-2. Verse number 8. Homeois. Likewise, in the same manner, a little adverb. Indeed, also, these ones, dreaming on, hypnotized. The word hypnose comes from this word. We got our English word hypnotized. And hypnizomenoi. Nominative plural masculine, present participle, middle voice. Having been hypnotized under hypnotic trance, flesh indeed stained, corrupted, defiled. Mia nusen. Third person plural, present indicative, active. Rulers, dignitaries, kiriotato ta. Moreover, they despise, they scoff, they reject authority and government. These are anarchists. And they glory and they blaspheme. Here's the word blaspheme right out of the Greek language. Blasphemousen. Third person plural, present indicative, active. Come from blasphemio. They blaspheme. They rail. They set to naught. Verse number 9 in the book of Jude. Moreover, the Michael, the archangel, and this is one place in the Bible where Michael, the archangel, is literally named as the archangel. We believe that there are three archangels, but literally Michael is named the archangel. When with the devil, Diabolo, the word Diabolo, his name in Hebrew is Satan. It means to stand against. Diabolo means to destroy. It means to throw through. When with the devil, he kept on contending, striving. He kept on debating and arguing concerning the body of Moses. And not he dared judgment to bring upon blasphemies. But he said, he reprimanded, he wished out. Now this is in the optative mode again in middle voice. Let the Lord rebuke you. And here he's talking about Kyrios. Kyrios is Jehovah himself. Jehovah himself will rebuke you. And remember that Jude names these rebellious angels that did this. one of the rebellious angels was Satan or Diabolos himself. The Bible names several angels. Enoch names seven angels in his work. Verse number 10. And these, while indeed not they have known, they rail at and blaspheme and scoff and sneer whatsoever, moreover, by nature, naturally, phusikos, naturally, a little adverb, instinctively, naturally, physically, as without animals, they understand in these they are corrupted, they are destroyed spiritually. These people that are denying the person and body and literal coming of Jehovah in the flesh. Jude, or Judas, or Judah, literally, is picking them out and saying that they are evil, like Satan, their father, and like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and like the angels that rebelled against God. He says here, ooh-ah, woe, calamity, ruin to them, because in the way of Cain was the one that slaughtered his brother. And in Genesis 4 and 1, when Cain was born, Eve thought that she had received the Messiah. She said, I have gotten the man, even et Jehovah. She thought this was the Messiah. And this child, instead of being the Messiah, turned out to be the Antichrist type person, the absolute opposite as a Messiah, but the murdering Messiah. Of course, he was not the Messiah. They just thought he was the promised seed from Genesis 3:15. They went and they ran riotlessly, and in the error of Balaam. Balaam was a long-time enemy of Israel. Balaam means the Lord of the people. The wages of Balaam, the mistos, the earned rewards, they have poured out themselves in the dispute of Korah. They perished. Remember, Korah was the one that stood against Moses. Korah means bald-headed. Grandson of Levi, by the way. Verse number 12. These ones, these men, they are the ones in the love feast, agapos, the love feast of ye. Rocks, this means hidden reefs in the ocean that people that wreck boats. They're reefs of destruction, deadly traps. Feasting together, constantly feasting together, without fear, fearlessly themselves. Feeding, shepherding, clouds, waterless clouds, under winds, having been carried away. Trees, autumn trees being without fruit, acarpa, without fruit, unbearing fruit, unfruitful. Twice dead, this word dead here, apothanonta, having died, twice having died, two times dead, having been rooted out. A tree without leaves that does not produce fruit is worthless. A fruitless, useless, saved person is no good to themselves, God, or anyone else. Verse number 13. Kamata, waves of wild force of the sea, foaming up of themselves, disgrace and shame and blushing, stars, asteroids, asteros, wandering stars, shooting stars, that's the word planete, wandering stars, shooting stars, for whom the gloom of the darkness, the gloom of darkness, forever darkness. This is what Jude talks of and what the book of Enoch also talks of. Unto the age, in other words, for eternity, having been kept and guarded, reserved, prepared. Verse number 14. And prophesied also to these, the seventh from Adam, Enoch. Enoch means teacher. Enoch named Methuselah. Methuselah, his son, his name meant when he is dead it shall come to pass, or son of the dark. When Enoch, Methuselah died, the flood came. Enoch preached for 300 years about the judgment of God coming in a flood, saying, behold, he comes, the Lord. Here we have Jesus, the Kyrios, the Lord, Hathavar, Hologos, in with the saints, 10,000 saints of him. Verse number 15. To make judgment against all, and to rebuke all the ones carelessly living, recklessly living, ungodlily living, asebias, concerning all the works of ungodliness of them, of witches, they recklessly lived, and concerning all the hard things. Here they have the word sclera. That means to mean hard-hearted, hard-headed, rock-headed. Witches, literally, they spoke against him. Sinners, careless, reckless, again he uses the word. Here we're going to have a judge and no jury. We're going to have prosecution and no prosecutor. We're going to have a sentence with no appeal. Verse number 16. These ones, they are murmurers. They are whisperers. Quarrelers, according to the lust of them. Going, and the mouth of them, it speaks arrogant. It means boastful, swelling things, admiring and wandering after faces of advantage, pay flattering compliments for the sake of, for the advantage of. They say complimentary things to get an advantage. Beware of those who flatter. Verse number 17. Moreover, ye, beloved, and here we have the word agapeo in here as the root of this. Agape or agapeo, the verb. Be ye mindful. Remember the words of the having been previously spoken by the apostles of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Jehovah of us, Jesus Christ. Verse number 18. Because they kept on saying to ye, upon the last times they shall be mockers, imitators, mumblers, mimickers, sideshow entertainers, according to the of themselves lust. We see that so much in modern church services. Very emotional. Sideshows. Entertainment centers, churches are. Going after and seeking after unworshipful people, letting the world come into the church, and the church becomes like the world, and you cannot tell the world from the church. These ones, they are the ones, literally, separating, making separations, making splits, making schisms, factions in the church, breaking all the boundaries. Now we have the word psychikoi, and it means sensual worldlings, animals, carnal, worldly minded, natural spirit creature. All right? Not having the spirit, not having. Verse number 20. But ye, beloved, build upon yourselves in the most holy, in the most separated, not of earth, no cult of ye, the faith in the Spirit, holy praying. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Make yourselves firm in the faith. The Lord's churches, true churches, are the only safe place to be. Verse number 21. Yourselves in love of God, ye keep and ye guard. Second person plural, first aorist imperative, active. Guard with your lives. Looking for, standing on your tiptoes with an outstretched neck. Constantly with outstretched neck. Nominee plural masculine. Present participle middle voice. With your necks outstretched, looking for, standing on your tiptoes, the mercy of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, to life eternal. Verse 22. And some, indeed, ye have mercy, wavering. Ye have mercy, wavering. 2 Peter 2:14. Ye have compassion, undecided. 23. And some ye save out of the fire, seizing, and others ye pity in fear, hating even from the flesh, having been spotted, the undergarment, the underwear. Spotted underwear, dirty underwear. They have dirty drawers. 24. But to the one being able to guard ye without stumbling, sure-footed, like a sure-footed horse, does not stumble, and to set, to place before ye the glory of him, unblemished, unspotted, uncontaminated in exaltation. Verse 25. The only God we have is our Savior of us. The only God, the Savior of us, through Jesus Christ, the Lord of us. Glory and magnificence, megalos sine, might and authority before all of the age and now forever. John 1:1 says, in the beginning kept on being the Jehovah, and the Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead, because the Jehovah kept on being God. Jesus had that glory in eternity past. He's the one that wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's the one that stood as a lamb slain from before any creation of the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1 says, Barashith, in beginnings he had created. Barashith bara Elohim et hashamayim with et aharetz. In beginnings, in one of the beginnings, God created the heavens, that stands for the universe there, and placed the earth in exactly the right place. Before any of this ever happened, John 1:1 is much older verse in the Bible and goes back much further in eternity than Genesis 1:1. This is the God that created all. And to all of the ages, amen. God is determined to gain glory for himself and redeem everything in the universe back by the merits of Jesus Christ only. We are all saved by grace, kept by grace, guarded by grace. And that's the end of the book of Jude.